The views expressed on the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast are that of Jerry Cahill and his guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Jerry Cahill, and his guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doctor. You're listening to the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Now, here is Jerry Cahill.
Welcome to Jerry Cahill's Living, Breathe, and Succeeding CF Podcast Program. This show, How to Survive and Live a Healthy Lifestyle with Cystic Fibrosis, was made possible through an unrestricted educational grant from Chiesi to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Today we meet Faisal Hakimi, 18 years old, from Martinez, California, graduating high school and off to college next year. Faisal was diagnosed with CF at birth due to bowel obstruction. Faisal is passionate about playing soccer and currently playing soccer for Diablo Football Club in the National Premier League. He also plays for the Afghanistan U19 national soccer team. Hi Faisal, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Faisal, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Hobbies, growing up with CF, family, school, sports?
So growing up with CF, I've had a lot of different hobbies that I wanted to achieve, such as with soccer. I've always wanted to become a professional, and because my sister, she plays soccer, so I wanted to also play soccer and make it big. And other hobbies I have are playing the game Call of Duty, and I was ranked third in the world for playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2 in PlayStation.
So that's a video game that you play, and you were ranked third in the world.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Very nice. So talk to me about growing up with CF. What was it like?
It was very stressing, both for me and my parents, because they were the ones that brought me up to become responsible and independent myself, to be able to take my treatments, take my medicines on time, and I was able to grow up without having any problems by myself.
Okay, so your parents taught you to be very independent.
Yes.
So that's really a good point to have, especially with cystic fibrosis, because there are so many treatments. And talk to me about school. How was it going growing up with CF and going to school? Is it in grammar school, middle school?
So throughout elementary school, I wasn't very proud of my CF. I wasn't very happy that I had it. I was really shy about it. I wouldn't really talk to people about it. I wouldn't take my medicines in front of everyone. However, throughout middle school and high school, I learned that how important it is to take the medications and everything. I shouldn't be very worried about what people think of me. All that matters is I need to take my medicines and be healthy.
Okay. And what about you? Have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one sister that's older than me, and she does not have CF.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit sports. I know you play soccer. How did you get involved in soccer?
So as I said, my sister played soccer, so I thought for myself that I should also play soccer. It would help me not only with my cystic fibrosis, but I could also gain a little bit from experience, and I could gain some friends.
Great. Okay, so let's talk about medication, which is a big part of cystic fibrosis. So what about your daily medication routine? What does it consist of?
So it consists of taking digestive enzymes for when I eat, and anything that has calories or fat. And every day for 20 minutes, I take a vest and medication through a nebulizer, and also a saline solution. And the days that I don't have any exercise, I tend to take the vest 3 times a day.
Okay. And with a lot of the exercise that you're doing in soccer, Do you have to take any extra supplements?
No, I do not have to take any extra supplements. The exercise helps itself. The exercise also acts as the vest because I'm able to get the mucus out of my lungs with the running.
But do you have a problem like gaining weight, or do you have to eat more calories?
Yes, I have to eat more calories because I had a weight gain problem. However, I don't anymore because I'm more responsible with my eating and health.
And what about for electrolytes? Because you must, especially run around playing soccer, 5-6 days a week, you must sweat a lot.
Yeah, I lose a lot of salt from that sweat, and therefore I take vitamin D. And I also have a lot of electrolytes with drinking, and I drink a lot of water to stay hydrated.
Okay, great. So when you talk about your medications, you know, it's important, as you mentioned, to take them on time and whatnot, and how often, and basically about time management. And how do you manage all that?
So for managing, I just see what I have to do for the day, and I make sure that I have enough time to take my machine. I have enough time. I make sure I take my medications because I always have it either with me, or if I don't have it, I go get it. And with managing throughout the day, I just see what I have to do.
Okay. And do your parents have to remind you to take your medications or treatments? And if not, how did you start to do that on your own?
So when I was young, my parents taught me how important it was to take these medications. And from that, I learned that it's very important for me to learn that I have to do this on my own, and I won't have them to take care of me forever. I will have to eventually learn, and therefore I did learn, so now I do not have any problems with taking the medications. I don't need to have them remind me. They don't put it out for me. I just get it myself.
And at what age did you start being this independent and putting your medications out and your pills and doing your treatments?
Around age 9, that's when I learned to develop the independence.
Okay, that's great. There's a lot of people out there with CF that don't have that independence like you have, so that's a great trait that your parents have taught you.
Thank you.
Have you ever been hospitalized for CF?
Yes, I have. Last year in June, I was hospitalized, and I had a IV antibiotic for that hospitalization, and when I was born, I had meconiumelius, which is it's like a bubble in your stomach, and they have to do surgery to remove it. So they take out a piece of your small intestine.
And that's basically how they discovered you had CF when you were born with the obstruction.
Yes.
Okay. And was the only time you were hospitalized for CF was for IV antibiotics?
Yes.
You ever have any problems with any other issues with sinuses or any other lung infections, or just the one lung infection?
Just the one lung infection, but also there were two sinus surgeries I had for nasal polyps.
Oh, okay. Yes, sinuses seem to be a big problem that go along with cystic fibrosis. So a lot of people have them. I've had actually 6 sinus surgeries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about sports. Sports is a big part of your life, and being independent and getting out there and living a normal life. So how many times a week do you play soccer?
So every day I play soccer pretty much, and the days that I do not play soccer, I am somewhat active. I have a stationary bike. I just do light exercise to keep somewhat of my lung function moving, and I also take extra vests, so I wouldn't have to. I could get my lung clearance out.
Now, when you play soccer, how long is a practice last?
Our practices are usually 2 hours, and after the practice, I usually go out for another run to get a little more of my mucus to get out.
And how far of a run do you go for?
Usually a mile, and in the days I also run 5 miles on the day that I don't have soccer.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of running. That's good.
Yeah.
So your lungs must stay pretty clear from that.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that if you don't exercise, that your lungs start to get clogged up?
Yes. Like back to the hospitalization, I was there for 2 weeks, and from those 2 weeks, we could tell that was the reason that my lungs were kind of getting down because I wasn't active.
Okay, so you weren't as active, and that's why you went in the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're still active, as you said, on the days you don't have soccer.
Yes.
You just do, what kind of a workout you do there? A little lighter workout?
Yeah, a lighter workout and just something to get my lungs moving.
And let me ask you, you know, because obviously cystic fibrosis affects the lungs and the breathing and respiratory system, besides the digestive system, is it hard for you to breathe when you play soccer?
Yes, it is. I feel like I get very tired fast. I also have some fatigue, but it doesn't stop me. I've trained to get that to go away. So when I run now, I don't feel anything. It feels normal, basically. And yeah.
Well, what about, you know, when you exercise like that and playing soccer, do you cough a lot?
Yes, I do cough. Well, not as much as I used to before, but now I don't cough that much.
And when you cough, do you clear out your lungs and clear out the mucus, or is it pretty much dry cough?
It's dry cough, but when I take my medication, my vest and nebulizer, I seem to somewhat get something out.
And what drives you to play soccer and exercise so much, the fact that you're living with cystic fibrosis?
Just the motivation to stay healthy. I want to live a positive life. I want to have a good future ahead of me. I want to make it big someday.
Okay. All right, so making it big one day, it involves a lot of different things. So let's talk about your social life and cystic fibrosis. So the first thing is that I would like to ask you is, because if you're out there and you're playing sports and getting out there in the world, are you comfortable telling people about having cystic fibrosis?
Now I am. I'm very comfortable. I could talk to anyone. All of my friends know about it. They're all supportive and loving. They're very good friends. Even strangers that I don't know, I would even tell. I have no problem at all with people knowing. I have no problem with the world knowing that I have cystic fibrosis.
Now let me ask you a question. You said, now I am. So what happened before when you weren't as open?
This was in elementary school, and as I said, throughout the middle school, I learned how to get rid of that shyness and embarrassment of having this disease. No, I don't care at all.
Okay. And how do you tell people?
They just see that I take the medication and they question me on what that is. I say it's a digestive enzyme, and I talk about my cystic fibrosis.
And do you, any of your friends, you know, if they're visiting you at your house or whatever, and you're doing, you know, your nebulized treatments, your aerosolized medications, do you do it in front of them?
Yes, I do in front of them. They all actually think it's pretty cool.
They think it's pretty cool?
Yeah.
What do they think is cool about it?
It just looks cool. And when you talk while doing the vest, it sounds funny.
Oh, right. So when you're doing the vest, you get that rumbling voice, right?
Yeah.
And they just hang out with you when you do your medicine?
Yeah, I have no problem with doing it.
Okay, great. And how do you deal, or how do you think, again, going forward, you'll deal with CF in your social life and your business life?
Any same way I do now. I won't have problems. I got rid of that shyness, so I won't have problems in the future.
So that's a big step to overcome, that you got rid of all that shyness.
Yes.
And how did you do that?
Just the motivation. It's what drives me.
Okay. And you're not obviously afraid to take your medications in front of people. How are you able to manage your time, though, with school, soccer, homework, treatments, medications, social life?
It's very hard to do. However, when I see my schedule, I am determined to do it, and I make it happen.
And are you confident with yourself knowing you have cystic fibrosis?
I'm very confident. I feel like I'm just like anyone else. Nothing separates me from anyone.
Okay, the reason I ask you, because a lot of people, like you said, and this is actually before I even got the opportunity to interview you, is that a lot of people are shy about their CF and they're embarrassed. And what would you say and recommend to them?
I recommend them that if they want to succeed in life or live a healthy lifestyle, they shouldn't be embarrassed about what they have. They should be proud of it and own up to it and decide that they should take the step forward and take care of themselves.
Okay. And what do you recommend to other patients, people with cystic fibrosis, to do to stay healthy and live a healthy lifestyle?
So in order to live a healthy lifestyle, I recommend to take all of your medications, become responsible of taking them without anyone telling you. Do not be shy to take them, and also try to be involved in some active activity such as a sport.
Okay, you find the sports have helped you very much.
They're one of the main reasons that I am healthy today.
I think one thing that's really important I've noticed is in just chatting with you is that the independence that your parents have instilled in you is very, very important.
Yes, it's very
important. It's made a difference. And, you know, they should be very proud of what you've done, and you're proud that they've pushed you to that level, because that's a very big plus. Faisal, what are your goals?
My goal in life is to get a good job in the future and also hopefully play professional soccer.
But you're doing quite well right now in soccer, right?
Yeah.
Do you play on? You obviously go on the travel team, and you do your summer program with soccer.
Our team is year round. We don't stop. And on the time that I have national games, then I go to that, which is usually around summer or any type of break, because I don't usually go during school, so I don't mess up my grades.
Now, where do you have to go for those competitions?
Those competitions are usually around the world. Like last summer, I went to Dubai for a soccer tournament for Afghanistan national team.
And actually, that's an interesting point. So how is it traveling with cystic fibrosis?
Well, you have to assure that you bring all your medications, and if you don't have like a big vest or something, then you could go to alternatives, which is a smaller version of it.
Okay. And you find traveling with CF is worked out fine with you? Obviously, I'm assuming if you're going international, you have a doctor's note and all of that information. So does cystic fibrosis in any way, shape, or form stop you from doing what you want to do and follow your dreams?
Never. I am determined to do what I want.
Well, that's great. Well, Faisal, do you have any questions for me?
No, thank you.
Well, listen, Faisal, I wanted to thank you for sharing some of your background and lifestyle with cystic fibrosis and that independence, which is phenomenal. And I'd also like to thank Chiesi for their unrestricted educational grant that has made this possible. And Faisal, just keep being independent and strong and relentless. That's great.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Jerry Cahill's Cystic Fibrosis Podcast. If you would like more information on cystic fibrosis or the Boomer Esiason Foundation, visit our website at www.esiason.org.